ATR.
I'm in 4DJC.
And Jerry, let me turn this other radio down here. Sitting here at the Lake Cunningham Fire Department headquarters. If you know where that's at, on Lake Cunningham. And we're just going down to Lowe's and get a little roundup for yards and then down to the daughters. I got to take her some micro switches for their microwave and see if that fixes it. And it's kind of a dreary looking old day up here, almost foggy, Jerry. Well, how say you?
Not this morning, but I'm going to in the next 20 minutes to say, it does look dreary outside. Looks like we're going to have some weather about like this the rest of the week, too. I was hoping that it was going to be dry up a little bit so I could continue to work on this lot next door to me. They worked on it yesterday, but they're not out there today, or I'm sure they won't be out there the rest of this week. Cut some trees down and get it finished up and finally get it cleared off after all these years. But haven't been doing much this morning, just been listening to the radio, fiddling around a little bit.
See there, it's my wife's birthday, and she's 37 and dyslexic, Jerry, and and I'm 47 and dyslexic, but at any rate. The daughter called from Austria, and we got to talk to her, and the granddaughter's over in Austria right now. They'll be back Saturday. They've been down to the D store, and she always, when she goes over there, buys dishes for her or Abby, the granddaughter. So she's got her payload of dishes to bring back, and she's visiting with the old German family over there in Baden, Austria. And I think they're going to head back. They've been to Vienna. They sounded awfully tired. And then another friend from back in Kansas called her this morning that she's your cousin, isn't she? She called and visited with her a while. I just assume they'd be back in the United States with all that's going on over there because of our idiot guidance and the idiot that's guiding Russia over there. But they won't be over there very much longer, hopefully.
I agree with you. I'd be concerned, too. I mean, you never know what's going on over there and what kind of ramifications it's going to have. But you can put both those guys in a barrel, roll them down the hill, and have an idiot on top all the time. That's the way I feel about that. So, don't get too political, but that's the way it is. But, I wanted to mention to you the other day, I worked a guy out, I think it was in Kansas on the International Space Station last Thursday or Friday, I think, and, I can't remember the name of the town now. I'd never heard of it. It was Wellington or something like Welltown or something. I'll have to look at it, I'd look at my logbook to see exactly where he was. But man, he had a strong signal. He was actually working it with a ICOM 9700 with a vertical antenna of all things. I don't think he was running a beam, but he had a great signal in here. That was a nice low pass, about 28 degrees. And I'm trying to figure out what I'm gonna do with the antenna for the HF. I think I'm gonna get one of those in phase with a. I believe I just used one with that 49-1 Ballon on it. That ought to make it tunable without having to have an external tuner.
Well, Bernice, that's why we come this way. It's your fault, Jerry. I was talking. Gracious, I come way out of my way. Oh, well. That's okay. Get more talk time that way. Well, congratulations. That's a great contact. I think that's Wellington, Kansas, and it's more towards the western part where we were in the far southeast corner in the town of Pittsburgh, down near, we was 30 miles north of Joplin, Missouri. And at any rate, I don't know what this vehicle's going to do next to me here. It's sitting there, no turn signal or nothing. Okay, he finally made up his mind. But that's great. Now, I worked 3 or 4 last night around here and there on HF, but there really wasn't much on. However, I wanted to see... oh, gracious. It was a D4 Lima, I think. I can't remember what country in Africa he was in. Now the traffic's come to a stop. That don't seem right. And that's about the only... I know where it was. It was Cape Verde. It was an island off of Africa, Jerry. And... I think I made the wrong turn here. Is that still stopped way up there, Bernice? And I'm going to go around and go back the other way because there may be an accident up there. And I don't know the why of it. Watch my right side. Okay. Thank you. You let me out. Anyways, Jerry... Not too much on last night. Just went down in the basement and watched a movie and then called that a day. Go ahead, Jerry.
Say happy birthday to Bernice. My wife stopped counting a long time ago. But she puts the candles, the numbers on my cake and others, but sometimes she won't put it on hers. But we always laughed about it. She tried to stay 19 for a lot of years, and then when her kids got old enough, I said, you're going to have to change up. You can't have your kids older than you are, hon.
Hey, Jerry, I'm just 39.
shoot. We don't lie about our ages, and we're proud of it, but I'm glad to be here. Thank the good Lord. Anyway, Jerry, I about died laughing. You reminded me of the Beer Barrel Polka when you talked about those two idiots in a barrel. Boy, you got that one right.
Sure facts. And the problem is those two idiots are dangerous. One's gonna do something that the other doesn't like, and next thing you know, we're going to wind up in a big tussle. I'm not real sure what our interests were. The way to drive those guys out of business is to open up the pipelines and start fracking again like they used to do, and then drive those oil prices down, and that'll collapse the ruble. But they seem to do things the opposite of the way that anybody with any common sense would do it. You take the money away, and they can't do anything. But with oil prices as high as they are now, with Germany depending on 50% of energy, you know Germany is not going to cut their own throats. They never have, and they never will.
Well, that's just the way it is over there. But I remember years ago when we went over there, when you bought an item, if you seen something in the window and the price was on it, well, that was the price plus 28% tax. So that's what you get with that type of, not Marxist government, but you know what I'm talking about. But yeah, when they saw the way that we killed 11 of our great soldiers and backed out of Afghanistan and left them billions and billions of dollars of equipment there, they got no fear now. And China's sitting there watching, ready to take over Taiwan. And there goes 61% of the chips that they're missing now and to build these cars with. It's just all one thing piles on the other. And he's doing about the same thing that they did in World War II, the Nazis did, and we're standing by letting him get away with it. If they'd have put troops over there, mass troops over there a long time ago, nobody'd ever had to go in, I don't think. It just the threat of it would have stopped him. And if Trump had been in there, he would have. But anyways, nobody listened to my rules anyways, Jerry. shoot. Well, we got all the world's crises solved. And we're getting ready to pull into Lowe's here. come up and see us sometime. Be glad to see you, Jerry. Let me come by the house, and I'll let you see my setup with my antennas. You don't need a lot of fancy beams and that to do things. And if I can hear it 99 times out of 100, I can work it on my wire antennas. And I have no intentions of putting up a tower. It's not something I need. Oh, here's a veteran's parking place, so we'll just go there. Well, Jerry, you have a good day. Maybe I'll catch you on the way back up and or down to Amy's. And I'll say 73s, and great to hear you this morning. And for DJC and 0GR, 73s, Jerry.
Have a wonderful day, and Bernice, enjoy your birthday. They can treat you like a princess for the day. And you guys have a great afternoon, and we'll talk to you a little bit later, probably, time. NGRTR and 4DJC clear.